Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling customer support. This is Ty, the supervisor on the floor. How can I help you?
Yes, I got my Target bill this afternoon, and they showed a lot of charges that I didn't okay, and from February 20th on, so I would like to have them taken off. I
Yes,
had ordered a Keel and for $4.95 and $5.95, and they didn't tell me that I had to call in. It was a trial deal to cancel it. So then on February 20th on, then they charged me $89, $87, $94, $85, $85, $94, and there could be more in March. So anything after February 20th, I didn't give the okay to charge my account.
To locate the account, what's an email address I can go by?
What do you want my account number?
Yeah, what's the zip code I can go by?
Oh, 55433.
55423.
33, 55433. Coon Rapids or Minneapolis. It could be under Minneapolis too.
And what's the first name and last name?
Bonnie L. Johnson.
So, could that be another zip code we can go by?
No, I could give you my account number here.
I need the account number.
This is this is my charge a red card number, 5117
I don't know,
eight.
what's the I can't use your account information. What's the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Oh, okay. Sorry. 9590.
9590.
Yes. And on my credit card here, I got account identification number if you want that.
And the last name is Johnson, correct?
Yes, Bonnie L. Johnson, SON, yeah.
So what's the first six digits of the card that was charged?
The first 5117 8620 2427, and then it's 9590.
Listen, just to make sure I can have an account. To verify, what's the shipping address?
2442 115th Avenue Northwest, Coon Rapids, Minnesota, 55433. It could be under, because we're a suburb of Minneapolis, it c could come up Minneapolis too. Let's see what the, but it should be Coon Rapids. Let's see. Yeah, it comes up as Minneapolis.
You said the first six digits was 511786, correct?
Yep, uh-huh.
So do you know someone named Tammy Williams?
Tammy Williams is my daughter, yeah. I had ordered one of her for $5.95 and $7.53. Those are fine. The ones under $10 are fine. The ones from February 20th on, I didn't give okay for.
Yes, sir.
I had ordered teal for my son Dan Johnson and my daughter Tamley Williams, and then the two should be under Bonnie Johnson. But then they charge us from February 20th on all this big amount that isn't. I didn't give them okay to do that.
Yes, ma'am. What is it that okay? See, it was ordered the Body Ally Keto and Cleanse. What it was that there was a 14-day trial done. It was a 14-day trial done. Where it was you do a 14-day trial on a 30-day supply. You pay for shipping and handling up front.
But they never told us that.
It explains it in the terms and conditions. By agreeing to the terms and conditions, it makes it a valid charge.
Mm-hmm.
You see the terms and conditions right before, right below where you put your information, your phone number, your shipping address and all in that information. Right below that, there's a terms and conditions
yeah.
section. By agreeing to those terms and conditions, it makes the charges valid.
Yeah,
and it won't allow you to place the order unless you agree to those terms and conditions to make sure the terms and conditions were read.
Yeah. Well, they have never sent us anything more except the $5 ones. And so I want to dispute the February 20th on. I want to dispute that. I'm not going to accept the charges.
Because what is it? It was a 14-day trial on a 30-day supply. And since there was not a cancellation within 14 days, they billed the full retail price for each keto.
No, it didn't say that on the TV. It did not say that at all. I got it printed on my cell phone. It did not say that. So I want to cancel everything from February 20th on.
So due to the charges are valid, I can't tamper with those charges fully. What I can do is apply a discount and refund you 35%.
No, I want to cancel it all. From February 20th on.
Listen, one thing is that due to the charges are valid, I can't.
And I haven't got nothing
charge.
In the mail except the ones that we had asked for, and that from February 20th, 21st, 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 23rd, and 23rd, and I don't know if there's any more on there. But I did not give okay to charge my account on that. So I want it taken off, or otherwise I will call the Better Bureau of Business.
So, again, the charges are valid. Those last two charges are the full retail price for the keto bottle that you have and the cleanse bottle, the
$94.90. No, it did state that when I ordered it, so I want it canceled. All of them I wanted canceled. I suppose I could call Target and tell them to put a dispute in for you and then call the Better Bureau of Business.
So what I can do is, due to being valid, I can do a 50% reimbursement, use my employee discount. I'll do a 50% reimbursement.
No, I want it all canceled. No, I want it all canceled because it didn't state that.
It explains it in the terms and conditions, ma'am.
I want it all canceled, everything from February 20th on.
One moment. There we go. So with so what I'm able to do is use those two discounts I have, and I'm able to refund you in full $135.61.
No, I want it all because it's more than that.
And you was only
you. It's $89, $87, $94, $85, $85, $94. All of them I want off.
All two charges I have is $85.90 and
$94.90. No, I think here on February 20th, you... you're out of... What did you say? $85.90 and
$94? Yes, ma'am. That's
okay,
the chance I see.
That's the last two down there. Let's see. That's $179, right?
The two charges I do. The two charges I see on this account is $94.90 and $85.90. I was able to do is apply discounts to them and refund you 75% of it. In total, it's $135.61.
No, I want it all taken off.
It's the only two charges I see on this account, and I'm able to refund the 100.
95 to 94 comes to 179.
And I'm able to refund 75% of that.
No, I want it all. Otherwise, I'll get hold of the Better Real Business and. Target and the people that are advertising this here on TV.
Yes, ma'am. But by following the dispute, what it does, your financial institution begins an investigation where we have to prove to them the terms and conditions proving that they're valid charges. If for any reason you lose the dispute,
I didn't accept it.
By agreeing to our terms and conditions. It's the only way you can place an order. And by agreeing to the terms and conditions, it makes it a valid charge. And if for any reason you lose that dispute, my refund offer will be nulled and void.
I will go through Target and have it all taken off then. I'm going to tell them to do not pay it. Because this is fraud. It didn't state that when I ordered that.
So again,
and I don't think Keel Company is going to stand for bad advertisement after I go on the internet and tell everyone do not buy it because they're going to sock you with $179 worth.
By agreeing to terms and conditions, that's what we'll do, ma'am. What I can do is I can see what management will say about it. Just give me a few moments.
Okay.
And so what I was able to do, man said they'll go ahead and let it go through, but I'm only able to refund $85.90 and $94.90. They won't let me refund the shipping and handling charges on the
$84.90, $94.90. Yeah, okay. I already paid for the when it came for $4.95 and $5.95, whatever it was. So you're going to refund the $85.90 and 9490.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your name?
Ty, T-Y.
T-Y, okay. And your number is, what's your telephone number there?
The phone number you're calling is the telephone number.
Okay. Those two are out of there, okay. Now I have to call for the other six then, or four then. Okay, I will have to call California then. Okay, and then I'll call Target and tell them that you're reversing those two charges.
So, thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a good day, ma'am.
Okay, bye.